Trouble Twisters, Book 4, Missing Presumed Evil. Written by Garth Nix and Sean Williams, and read by Stanley McGay. With a roar and a thundering crash, a large chunk of jagged bedrock dropped heavily into the truck, grumbling impatiently in the driveway of number 4 Watchwood Lane. Jack Shield, brown-eyed, black-haired, and possessing legs that seemed to be mostly shin, glanced up from the makeshift goal he was defending and, too late, covered his ears. A soccer ball caught him in the stomach, throwing him heavily onto his back.
"Hey!"
Jack cried out.
"Sorry!"
Jack's sister Jade was instantly by his side, helping him up.
"It was meant to go past you, but I got distracted. It's so noisy!"
Jack nodded, dusting himself off. He didn't have the heart to argue, although the ball had seemed to move much faster than a normal kick would allow. Perhaps it had received a helping boost from Jade's gift.
"I wonder when Grandma will come out to tell them off again," he said.
They both looked to the front door of the big, rosy-bricked house they lived in, half expecting it to burst open that very instant. 3 seconds passed, and there was no sign of their grandmother. But they knew it wouldn't be long. Her temper was on a short fuse when it came to civic disturbances of any kind. Jade possessed a similar temper, leading Jack to frequently wonder if Grandma X's hair had been red too, before it had turned white. Jack and Jade looked completely different, but they were in fact twins. They and their mother were living in the small town of Portland because of gifts the twins possessed. Gifts they hadn't known anything about until they'd accidentally destroyed their house in the city. Even worse, it was dangerous for their father to come near them, lest his own gifts further disrupt theirs. Hector Shield was a warden, like their grandmother, and the twins were trouble twisters, doomed to whip up mayhem until their gifts were firmly under control. Jade's gift gave her power of the air, and she had indeed used a careful puff of wind to give the soccer ball a secret push towards the goal. Now she looked back over the fence to where the yellow, toothy head of the front end loader was turning with a snarl to find another chunk of stone. Perhaps if she could deliberately time the next kick with another crash, Jack would be distracted again and she would have better luck.
"What are they doing in there anyway?"
her brother asked.
"I thought they were supposed to be fixing the old place up, not tearing it down." "Tara told me they're building an underground garage, big enough for 3 cars.
Tara was Jade's best friend, and the daughter of the developer who had bought the property next to their grandmother's home. The two buildings were identical, 3 stories high, with wide windows and a widow's walk circling the roof. The only difference was that one had been left to go to ruin.